Odol 8. Table of Contents. Chapter minus 1. Diet, Nutrition, Physical Activity, and Body Fatness. Genetic Damage and Cancer. Body Fatness and the Hallmarks of Cancer. Dietary Exposures and the Hallmarks of Cancer. Recommendations for Cancer Prevention. Why is it important to eat well when you have cancer? What is a balanced diet? The food pyramid. What is a serving? Eating and cooking tips. What is a healthy weight? How do I know if I'm a healthy weight? Nutrition and treatment. Surgery. Chemotherapy. Radiotherapy. Biological therapy. Hormone therapy. Tube feeding. Feeding into a vein. Eating problems during treatment. Healthy lifestyle and cancer prevention. Cancer is a multi-step progressive disease process. Currently recommended cancer nutrition and physical activity preventive measures underscore importance of healthy body weight throughout life. Physical activity and cancer prevention. Healthy lifestyle and cancer prevention. Vegetables and fruit, BEFCs. Role of energy intake. Biological mechanisms of cancer preventive activity. Oxidative stress. Insulin IGF hypothesis. Diet, nutrition, physical activity and body fatness. Nutrition is the set of integrated processes by which cells, tissues, organs, and indeed a whole organism acquire the energy and nutrients needed to function normally and have a normal structure. Nutrition is important throughout life, allowing an organism to grow, develop, and function according to the template defined by the genetic code in the organism's DNA. Ultimately, all the energy and nutrients needed for the life-sustaining biochemical reactions that take place in an organism for metabolism come from the diet. Some, known as essential nutrients, must be consumed ready-made. The body can synthesize others from various components of the diet. The diet also contains many substances that are not nutrients, not necessary for metabolism, but can nevertheless influence metabolic processes. These include common chemicals such as phytochemicals, dietary fiber and caffeine, as well as some harmful substances such as arsenic. Physical activity is any movement using skeletal muscle. It is more than just exercise, it also includes everyday activities such as standing, walking, domestic work and even fidgeting. Appropriate physical activity creates a metabolic environment in the body that reduces susceptibility to some cancers. The amount and type of physical activity can influence the body's overall metabolic state, as well as total requirements for energy, which in turn can impact on the amount of food and nutrients that can be consumed without storing excess energy as fat. Excess energy intake that is not balanced by physical activity leads to positive energy balance and ultimately weight gain and higher body fatness. When we talk about nutrition in this report, this includes body composition, which encompasses body fatness, genetic damage and cancer. The rogue capabilities of cancer cells generally result from the accumulation of genetic damage to cells' DNA over time. This damage tends to involve multiple mutations and epigenetic changes. Mutations are permanent changes to the DNA sequence, which are inherited by daughter cells when cells divide. Epigenetic changes affect the structure of DNA in other ways, for example, extra methyl groups may be added. These changes, while reversible, can still be passed on when cells divide. Mutations can have potentially beneficial effects, which underpins the possibility of evolution by natural selection. Some are neutral. Others, like those linked to cancer, are harmful. A mutation may lead to the production of a protein that functions abnormally, or not at all, or to changes in the amount of protein that is produced, including the complete failure of a gene to produce a protein. Normal Cells use epigenetic modifications to regulate gene expression to control which genes are turned on and off. Patterns of gene expression are crucial to determining the structure of all cells and how they behave. Control over the pattern of gene expression enables the capabilities of cells to change over time during early development and allows cells to specialize. Although all healthy cells within an organism carry the same genetic code in their DNA, specialized cells have a unique appearance and set of capabilities because they have a particular set of functioning genes, controlled by epigenetic influences. Both the genetic and epigenetic changes that cancer cells accumulate can alter gene expression, see below, in ways that enable the cells to acquire the capabilities known as the hallmarks of cancer. Diagram. Cells of the tumor microenvironment. Diagram. Most solid tumors contain a range of distinct cell types and subtypes that collectively enable tumor growth and progression. The abundance, spatial organization, and functional characteristics of these multiple cell types, and the makeup of the extracellular matrix, change during progression to create a succession of different tumor microenvironments. Thus, the core of the primary tumor microenvironment differs from microenvironments seen in tumors that are invading normal tissue and in metastatic tumors that are colonizing distant tissues. The premalignant stages in tumorigenesis also have distinctive microenvironments. The normal cells that surround the primary and metastatic tumor sites probably also affect the character of the various tumor microenvironments. One cancer develops from rogue cells, with genetic changes, that acquire capabilities known as the hallmarks of cancer. There are several hundred types of cancer, arising from different tissues. Even tumors arising from the same tissue are increasingly recognized as comprising several different subtypes. What characterizes cancer is a shared constellation of abnormal cell behaviors, such as rapid cell division and invasion of surrounding tissue, which are linked to changes in DNA. Cancer develops when the normal processes that control cell behavior fail and a rogue cell becomes the progenitor of a group of cells that share its abnormal behaviors or capabilities. This generally results from accumulation of genetic damage in cells over time. The cancer cell is a critical part of a tumor but only one of several important types of cell that create the tumor microenvironment. Although a bewildering variety of possible genetic changes can combine to cause cancer, the range of abnormal capabilities that cancer cells share is much narrower. These capabilities are known as the hallmarks of cancer. Sometimes one or more of the genetic factors that contribute to the development of cancer is inherited. Such familial cancers are uncommon, playing a role in 5-10% of all cancers, but it is important to identify them so that personalized preventive strategies can be offered to carriers and their families. Diagram. Despite the multitude of pathways through which genetic damage can lead to the development of cancer, almost all solid tumors can be characterized by a relatively small number of phenotypic functional abnormalities. These 8 hallmarks of cancer are facilitated by 2 enabling characteristics: genome instability and mutation, and tumor promoting inflammation. Diagram. The hallmarks of cancer represented on the right are functional abnormalities characteristic of cancer cells, which can be related to the pathophysiological stages of cancer development, represented on the left. 2. The rogue capabilities of cancer involve dysregulated activities of normal cells. The rogue capabilities of cancer cells, which can be harmful to an organism, are not all unique to cancer. They are actually beneficial to some normal cells at certain times. As an organism develops from a fertilized egg during embryonic and fetal life, its cells display a range of behaviors that are appropriate to each stage of development, but which tend to lie dormant at other times. These include capabilities that are typical of cancer cells, such as rapid cell division and invasion of surrounding tissues. Inappropriate and untimely activation of such capabilities in cells of an adult organism can mean those cells behave in the way that defines cancer. This can happen if the genetic changes that accumulate in cancer cells affect which genes are turned on or off. One way of thinking about cancer, therefore, is that it is the inappropriate and abnormal resurrection of capabilities needed by cells during normal development after fertilization. 3. Almost all cells are vulnerable to the genetic damage that causes cancer. Almost all cells in an organism are vulnerable to damage to their DNA. For example, mutations can happen during cell division. Throughout life, an organism's cells are constantly growing and dividing via a highly regulated process called the cell cycle. This allows tissues to grow and stay healthy. Before a cell divides, it must replicate its DNA, and therefore its genetic code, so that each of its two daughter cells has identical DNA to the parent cell. DNA replication is a complex process and is vulnerable to the introduction of errors in the DNA sequence. DNA can be damaged at other times too. Cells are constantly exposed to factors that can damage DNA, either agents from the environment outside the body, exogenous, such as radiation or chemicals in cigarette smoke, or agents generated by processes that occur within the body, endogenous, such as free radicals or other byproducts of metabolism. A substance or agent that is capable of causing cancer is known as a carcinogen. Although not all carcinogens damage DNA directly, aging allows increasing opportunity for cells to accumulate DNA damage. Aging is also often accompanied by reduced capacity in many metabolic and physiological functions, including protection against DNA damage. Figure 3, diet, nutrition, and physical activity, other environmental exposures and host factors interact to affect the cancer process, diagram. The process by which normal cells transform into invasive cancer cells and progress to clinically significant disease typically spans many years. The cancer process is the result of a complex interaction involving diet, nutrition, and physical activity, and other lifestyle and environmental factors. With host factors that are related both to inheritance and to prior experience, possibly through epigenetic change. Such host factors influence susceptibility to cancer development, in particular related to the passage of time. This allows both opportunities to accumulate genetic damage, as well as impairment of function, for example, DNA repair processes with aging. The interaction between the host metabolic state and dietary, nutritional, physical activity and other environmental exposures over the whole life course is critical to protection from or susceptibility to cancer development. 4. Cells can protect themselves against acquiring DNA damage and the hallmarks of cancer. Cells have evolved a range of mechanisms to prevent the accumulation of DNA damage, which protects them against acquiring the hallmarks of cancer. These mechanisms include eliminating or detoxifying external agents that can cause DNA damage. Cells can be exposed to a multitude of substances and agents, both natural and anthropogenic, that have the potential to damage DNA, disrupt normal cell function, and contribute to carcinogenesis. Humans have evolved various physiological mechanisms that protect against the adverse effects of some of these carcinogens. For example, a family of enzymes termed phase I and phase II metabolizing enzymes are involved in a process that ultimately quenches, or neutralizes, reactive agents that can damage DNA so they can be excreted in bile or urine. Repairing DNA damage so it is not transmitted to daughter cells. Cells have a number of processes that can detect and repair particular types of DNA damage. For example, normal progression through The cell cycle is monitored at checkpoints that sense errors in DNA replication. Activation of these checkpoints stops the cell cycle, allowing cells to repair any defects and prevent their transmission to daughter cells. Ensuring cells with damaged DNA do not survive, if DNA repair is unsuccessful and normal cell function is compromised, damaged cells undergo a process called apoptosis, which means the cells effectively self-destruct. This protects the tissues from accumulating cells with damaged DNA. 5. The protective mechanisms of cells sometimes fail, increasing the chances that cancer will develop. The mechanisms that protect cells against accumulating DNA damage and the hallmarks of cancer are not perfect and may be compromised by several factors that can increase the risk of cancer, such as inherited genetic defects. A small proportion of cancers mean that a person will definitely go on to develop cancer, but it does confer a higher risk of developing cancer compared with the general population. High levels of exposure to external carcinogens. The physiological mechanisms that protect humans against carcinogens may be overwhelmed by high levels of exposure and may not work as well to protect against unaccustomed types of carcinogens that have appeared more recently, such as industrial pollution, endogenous factors that compromise DNA integrity, excessive production of reactive oxygen and nitrogen species, ROS/RNS, by neutrophils and macrophages, such as occurs with chronic inflammation, can damage nuclear and mitochondrial DNA. Concomitant ROS/RNS damage to key proteins such as DNA polymerases and multiple DNA repair enzymes regulating DNA integrity AL contribute to cancer susceptibility. Reduced effectiveness of endogenous protective systems, defects in DNA surveillance and repot mechanisms as well as antioxidant defense systems can lead to genomic instability, meaning cells accumulate deleterious DNA mutations more rapidly, giving them a predisposition to cancer and its progression. This genetic instability provides a way for a previously healthy cell to accumulate sufficient mutations to become malignant. 6. Inappropriate nutrition and levels of physical activity are conducive to cancer development. Diet, nutrition, and physical activity are essential aspects of human existence. Imbalanced and inappropriate levels of these factors can disturb normal homeostasis and reduce resilience to external challenges. This may manifest in many ways, for instance as susceptibility to infections, to cardiometabolic disease or to cancer. Diet, nutrition, and physical activity may influence cancer risk in a range of different ways. Some foods and drinks may be vectors for specific substances that act as carcinogens at particular sites. By contrast, obesity and sedentary ways of life may not act through single discrete pathways, instead, they may alter the systemic metabolic milieu of the body in ways that give rise to cellular microenvironments that are conducive to cancer development at a number of sites. There is accumulating evidence on how diet, nutrition, and physical activity can have an impact on the biological processes that underpin the development and progression of cancer, and influence whether cells acquire the phenotypic changes in cellular structure and function that are characterized as the hallmarks of cancer. For example, inappropriate nutrition at the whole body level is reflected in a disordered nutritional microenvironment at the cellular and molecular levels. This can create an environment that is conducive to the accumulation of DNA damage and therefore to cancer development. Obesity is associated with inflammatory mediators and metabolic and endocrine abnormalities that promote cell growth and exert anti-apoptotic effects, meaning cancer cells do not self-destruct even following severe DNA damage. Nutritional factors may influence mechanisms involved in DNA repair. Dietary compounds may influence pathways by which carcinogens are metabolized. Diet may influence epigenetic changes in cells. Drinking alcohol can increase the production of metabolites that are genotoxic and carcinogenic. Reduced functional capacity, which occurs with inappropriate nutrition, and with aging, reduces resilience to endogenous or external stresses. Physical activity has been shown to promote healthy immune and hormonal systems. The growing body of evidence on such biological processes adds weight to evidence on the effects of diet, nutrition and physical activity on cancer risk measured at the level of the whole body, indeed whole populations in clinical of epidemiological studies. Body fatness and the hallmarks of cancer. This section fibers on links between body fatness and some of the hallmarks of cancer. While there are links between the hallmarks and other exposures studied in the Continuous Update Project, CUP 2, body fatness has been chosen as the example here because the evidence that greater body fatness is a cause of many cancers is particularly strong, and has grown stronger over the last decade. See also the exposures, body fatness and weight gain part of the third expert report. What is more, rates of overweight and obesity, in children as well as in adults, have been rising in most countries. 23. The accumulating results of the CUP increasingly point to the importance of the systemic metabolic milieu of the body as reflected in anthropometric measures such as body fatness as being a critical determinant of cancer susceptibility. See section 6.2, Assessing and Interpreting Evidence. Fine-tuning the approach in this summary. Maintaining a healthy weight throughout life is one of the most important ways to protect against cancer. It also protects against a number of other common non-communicable diseases, NCDs. See the Be Healthy Weight recommendation in section 5.1 and in the more detailed recommendations and Public Health and Policy Implications 2 part of the third expert report. 1. Sustained proliferative signaling. Many of the metabolic and endocrine abnormalities associated with obesity, such as elevated levels of fasting insulin and estradiol, as well as inflammatory mediators associated with obesity, exert proliferative effects. Therefore, in the obese state, there is a general upregulation of cell growth. Unlike most healthy cells, cancer cells gradually evolve to become less dependent upon hormones and growth factors for continued growth and replication. Cancer cells may acquire this ability by, for example, producing growth-promoting signals themselves or by permanently activating the growth and survival pathways that normally respond to growth factors, via mutations that lock in these signals. 2. Resisting cell death. Normal cells self-destruct under certain conditions, a process known as apoptosis. This happens, for example, when a cell's DNA is damaged beyond repair. In contrast, cancer cells can down-regulate apoptosis and survive even after severe DNA damage. Many of the metabolic and endocrine abnormalities associated with obesity, such as elevated levels of fasting insulin and estradiol, as well as inflammatory mediators associated with obesity, exert anti-apoptotic effects. Therefore, in the obese state, there is a suppression of apoptosis. 3. Activating invasion and metastasis. Cancer cells can infiltrate the local tumor microenvironment, invasion, and spread, metastasis, to distant organs via the bloodstream or lymphatic system. Certain tissues are particularly prone to acting as colonization sites for metastatic tissue, such as the liver, bones, brain, and lungs. This suggests that the specific microenvironment in these tissues is more favorable for the support of tumors than that of other tissues. Body fatness is an important determinant of the tissue microenvironment. Obesity is also linked with metabolic reprogramming in cancer cells so that they are more likely to metastasis. 4. Inducing angiogenesis. Angiogenesis is the term for the growth and establishment of a vascular network. As a tumor develops, relying on the local vascular supply alone causes local hypoxia. This activates genes that lead to the expression of growth factors, such as vascular endothelial growth factor, VEGF, thereby stimulating the development of cancer-associated vascular networks, which are needed to support tumor growth. Adipostromal cells may influence tumor vascularization with associated increases in the proliferative activity of tumor cells. 5. Genome instability and mutation. Genomic instability is an increased tendency of the genome to acquire mutations because of dysfunction in the process of maintaining the genome. It can be thought of as an underlying enabling characteristic, which expedites cells' acquisition of the other hallmarks of cancer. Human studies have linked the obese phenotype with genomic instability in colorectal and endometrial cancer in women. Visceral obesity is also associated with genomic instability events, both in vitro and in vivo in esophageal adenocarcinoma. 6. Tumor-promoting inflammation. Tumor-promoting inflammation can also be thought of as an underlying enabling characteristic, which can inadvertently contribute to cells' acquisition of multiple other hallmark capabilities. Chronic inflammation has long been recognized as a feature of cancer. Several inflammatory conditions are established precursors for specific cancers, including gastritis for gastric cancer, inflammatory bowel disease for colon cancer and pancreatitis for pancreatic cancer. Inflammation is also well established in the pathogenesis of ovarian cancer. Chronic inflammation has been implicated in the link between nutrition and cancer in many epidemiological and preclinical studies. In particular, obesity is now recognized as a chronic inflammatory state that predisposes to cancer. Complex interactions between cellular, molecular and metabolic factors underlie the nutrition-inflammation-cancer triad. For example, obesity is associated with elevated secretion of several pro-inflammatory cytokines and with C-reactive protein. An inflammation marker that is elevated with obesity is related to cancer risk and reduces with weight loss, dietary exposures and the hallmarks of cancer. There is evidence that other exposures, in addition to body fatness, increase or decrease the risk of cancer at multiple cancer sites. This section provides examples of how dietary exposures might influence cancer susceptibility. 1. Vegetables and fruit. Vegetables and fruit form a diverse and complex food group. Their consumption provides the host with many micronutrients, as well as thousands of phytochemicals, which are not nutrients but may have bioactivity in humans. Phytochemicals that have demonstrated anti-cancer effects in cell and rodent studies include dietary fiber, carotenoids, dithiolthionese, isothiocyanates, flavonoids, and phenols. Vegetables and fruit are also a rich source of various nutrients that can impact cancer risk, such as vitamin C and E, selenium and folate. A substantial body of experimental data links many of these compounds with anti-tumorigenic effects in various cells in both animal and in vitro models. 2. Red and processed meat. Examples of biological mechanisms thought to underlie the association of red and processed meat with an increased risk of cancer include: cooking meats at high temperatures results in the formation of heterocyclic amines, HCAs, and polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, PAHs, which have mutagenic potential through the formation of DNA adducts and have been linked to cancer development in experimental studies. Heme iron intake has been associated with an increased risk of colorectal tumors harboring transitions from guanosine to adenine in the CRAS and APC genes, which suggests that alkylating DNA damaging mechanisms are involved. The high salt content of processed meat may result in damage to the stomach mucosal lining, leading to inflammation, atrophy, and Helicobacter pylori colonization. 3. Alcoholic drinks. The diverse mechanisms by which alcohol consumption leads to cancer include: acetaldehyde, a toxic metabolite of ethanol oxidation, can be carcinogenic to some cell types, e.g. colonocytes, due to conversion of ethanol to acetaldehyde by colonic bacteria. Higher ethanol consumption can induce oxidative stress through increased production of reactive oxygen species, which are genotoxic and carcinogenic. Alcohol may also act as a solvent for cellular penetration of dietary or environmental, e.g. tobacco, carcinogen, or interfere with retinoid and 1-carbon metabolism and DNA repair mechanisms. Alcohol has been linked to changes in hormone metabolism and, for example, is associated with increased levels of estradiol. See also alcohol mechanisms in Appendix 2 of the exposures. Alcoholic drinks part of the Thursday Expert Report. 4. Physical activity and height and the hallmarks of cancer. There is strong evidence that physical activity and height both affect the risk of cancer at multiple sites. The information below gives examples of the biological mechanisms that may be involved. Physical activity. Physical activity has a beneficial effect on cancer risk, likely through multiple mechanisms such as reductions in circulating oestrogen levels, insulin resistance, and inflammation, all of which have been linked to cancer development at various anatomical sites when increased. Physical activity also reduces body fatness, in particular visceral fat, and therefore may have an additional indirect impact. Evidence on mechanisms includes the following. Physical activity improves insulin sensitivity and reduces fasting insulin levels, which may decrease the risk of breast cancer. It may also reduce circulating oestrogen levels. Physical activity has been shown to have immunomodulatory effects, enhancing innate and acquired immunity, and promoting tumor surveillance. Studies have also shown that aerobic exercise can decrease oxidative stress and enhance DNA repair mechanisms, decreasing carcinogenesis. Height. Mechanisms hypothesis to underlie the association of greater adult attained height with increased cancer risk include the following. Taller people generally have higher circulating levels of IGF-I during adolescence and elevated signaling through the insulin IGF axis, which lead to activation of the phosphatidyl 3 kinase MTOR and MAPK pathways, causing cellular proliferation, suppressed apoptosis, and angiogenesis. Taller people may have more stem cells and thus there is greater opportunity for mutations leading to cancer development. Site-specific mechanisms may also be at play. For example, for colorectal cancer, taller adults have longer intestines with a greater number of cells at risk, therefore, there may be greater potential for exposure to mutagenic or cancer-promoting agents. Diagram. Several of the cancer hallmarks, and both enabling characteristics, can be affected by factors relating to diet, nutrition and physical activity. Obesity illustrates the wide range of cellular and molecular processes that may be affected to promote cancer development and progression. Abbreviations, ERK. Extracellular signal regulated kinases, MAPK, mitogen activated protein kinase, MTOR, mechanistic / mammalian target of rapamycin, PI3K, phosphoinositide 3 kinase, STAT, signal transducer and activator of transcription. Potential impact of diet, nutrition, physical activity, and height in increasing susceptibility to cancer. Table. Abbreviations, AKT, also known as protein kinase B, DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, ER+, oestrogen. Receptor positive, ERK, extracellular signal regulated kinases, IGFI, insulin-like growth factor 1, CRAS. Please see mechanistic / mammalian target of rapamycin, NFKB, nuclear factor caprolite chain. Enhancer of glossary, MAPK, mitogen activated protein kinase, MTOR, activated B cells, P53, tumor. Protein P53, PI3K, phosphoinositide 3 kinase, STAT3, signal transducer and activator of transcription. 3. WNT, wingless related integration site.